Detektor FM. Zurück zum Thema.
This is N99, the podcast from Detektor FM from the Book Fair in Frankfurt. And next to me is Jeremy Bailey, famous new media artist. And he had a talk at the Arts Plus One Way called Lean Artist. Jeremy, what's a lean artist?
Well, a lean artist, at least the way I've conceived of it, is an artist who works with startup methods to explore like their economic potential. But basically, we're living in a world where startup culture is replacing regular culture for our understanding and attention, and artists, meanwhile, are sort of like increasingly impoverished and less relevant at times, or seemingly so. So it's kind of a bad attempt at combining both worlds, but it actually results in something different every time I work this way, which is the way I work as an artist and the way I'm working with other artists in my artist accelerator.
But isn't that really bad capitalism coming into art?
Yeah, I mean, I think the idea for me is like, I don't take a stand. I, you know, as an artist, my job is to make the invisible visible, right? And so the most invisible, or, you know, sort of the stinkiest thing out there right now is that we're kind of investing in the ideologies of startup culture, where we used to invest in the ideologies of cultural producers. And thinking about what that means requires us to like make that visible, that tension. And so by combining the two, I hopefully demonstrate that like it doesn't quite work, but there's also something else there, and maybe there's something more interesting than just saying no, or that's great, culture is this, it's like this romantic idea we had from the 19th century. Maybe it's something different now, and that's not a bad thing, so let's explore it together and maybe laugh at it as well.
What's, in your opinion, the most intriguing thing about this new culture?
The most intriguing thing about startup culture, I think, is that it's about really, in the most successful cases, engaging with an audience. And me as a performer, of course, that resonates with me. And I have worked in startup culture for almost a decade now and learned that this is actually a practice that you can employ as an artist. And in fact, most of the best artists I know already work this way. So most people don't know that because they have these romantic ideas about what an artist does. But the best artists really like listen to the world rather than just like talk at it. And they're observing. They're very observant. So they're really learning from the people that they're making work for. They're a mirror for society quite often. And so it's actually not that different. That's kind of the, you know, the secret layer underneath it all.
And which old artists or culture do you want to destroy? Because if you talk about startup culture, it's all about creative destroying.
Well, yeah. So here's the culture I care about are people with interesting, compassionate ideas, which is what I just talked about on stage. I care about those voices being amplified and that those voices are often a reflection of an audience that's just ignored. And startup culture is mostly made up of, at least in the United States, white men of a certain privilege. And what they're reflecting back to society, what their voice is demonstrating, is a lack of empathy or compassion and a world that seemingly none of us want to live in. And we're starting to realize this or wake up to it. So it's time for us to take the good ideas, the good things that they had, and give those the means of production back to the proletariat, the people, the artists, the cultural producers.
What is good about the startup industry or culture?
I think one of the things that's great about it is a culture of failure being, you know, part of, you know, it's part of learning, and that learning culture and failing and doing that over and over again, this experimental attitude towards life is actually really valuable, and I wouldn't discount that. In fact, as an artist, I've always worked that way, and that's why I was successful in startup culture, because it was like, oh, there's another place that speaks my language. I'd also say another good thing is that they support one another. So even though it's a boys' club, all the boys are kind of helping each other out. And I think we could all learn from that as artists to help one another, to elevate each other every day, and to teach one another what works and what doesn't. I found that artists often keep their lives a secret. Like, I have a podcast of my own where I talk about, you know, my struggles economically and with the art world. There's a lot of shitty things that happen in the art world. And there's a lot of capital actually embedded in it, if you really look at it properly. That's, the, you know, really, it's still controlled by like a bourgeoisie social class that's quite exclusive, and that's a problem. And that's not the whole art world, but that's the part that most people pay attention to. Meanwhile, there's this amazing group of people kind of working in poverty below the water, probably people like yourself and myself, that really could deserve a little more attention, and I'm just helping to highlight that.
And how can we achieve that?
Well, I mean, for me as an artist, I do it every day by just doing what I just did, by doing performances. I've done performances, videos, and podcasts my whole life. We can support those artists, though. I think that's the main thing, is to support your friends, family, other artists that you think need attention. One of the things you can do is actually buy their work, which people seem to be afraid to attach value to, you know, works of art, but they always think they're overpriced, but they're not really. They're one-of-a-kind objects, and if they have non-object-based practices, show up. You know, like, I'm a performer. I've been so lucky to have so many of my friends support me and show up, even here in Frankfurt, where I have just a few friends show up in the audience and just say hello. And anyway, that's how you build a movement. That's how society changes. That's how we build culture together.
Let's get back to the startup idea and the lean artist. Would you say that some techniques, like, I don't know, beta testing or something, could be useful for artists?
Artists already do this. That's called a sketch. It's also a paper prototype in startup world, or,
but
you know,
without
a study.
Without a focus group, or maybe small.
The thing is, when you do it, if you're an artist, like, most of the best artists I know already practice this method, which is, like, they won't put new work in a big new show. They'll first test the new work in some easy, like, okay, see how the, you know, like, little shows in their hometown or whatever. They won't tell everyone about it, but they'll build on top of that, and eventually it ends up in the big show. We have this illusion that, you know, Jeff Koons or someone just arrives with a balloon dog, but that's, like, 20 years of iteration that gets you there. I had a great teacher who once asked me, why go beyond the sketch? Certainly for your first idea, just get it out into the world. So many artists are afraid even to put their work out there. Get something out in front of someone. It's the first step to be, if you want to call yourself an artist, you have to do that at least.
Says Jeremy Bailey, who was speaking here at the Arts Plus at the book fair in Frankfurt. Thank you for being on N99, the podcast from Detektor FM.
Thanks so much for having me, and thanks to your listeners.
Wenn Sie Detektor FM unterstützen wollen, schauen Sie doch mal auf detektor.fm/danke. Dort haben wir alle Möglichkeiten zusammengefasst. Sie können uns per Überweisung, PayPal oder einfach mit Steady unterstützen. Alle Informationen im Bereich Unterstützen auf unserer Webseite.